yes, I was the boss, but my business was dictating to me instead of the other way around. Now, at the same time, I was frustrating my employees because they were constantly fighting for my time and energy. They couldn't do their jobs, primarily because they were waiting for me. When you are helping or influencing every aspect of your business, then you could be stifling the productivity of all those people within your team. While you are saving money by not hiring additional employees, the reality is that you are also deluding yourself into thinking that you can handle everything. Instead, you are creating a lot of stress and pain for yourself and your business. Can you relate? The truth is that many of us are guilty of doing this, sabotaging the thing that we are most passionate about creating and growing. While I believe in driving your business forward, I have come to recognize that leading doesn't mean being caught up in every small detail. As I discussed earlier, delegating can be a key way to help free up time for strategizing. However, delegating can also be a way to scale your business up and encourage growth. What does it mean to scale up? To truly allow my business to flourish, I had to learn to let go of tasks and be okay with the fact that the results might not be achieved in the same way that I would have done things. The toughest part of this process was that I demanded a lot from myself. I was paying attention to all the small details. Everything had to be just right. To go from being such a perfectionist to accepting the work of someone which was 80 to 90% of the results that I would have achieved on certain tasks was hard. In the end, I had to put trust in my employees and my team to bring in the results necessary to help our business thrive. I had to get excited about the results and not focus so much on how we got there. While I believe in the importance of processes to produce a quality product, the truth is that many of the daily tasks of your business could be streamlined simply because someone else brings their ideas and experience to the table. Looking at your business, you have a specific idea of how things need to be done. Delegating that task means that you bring in another point of view. Perhaps that employee sees what you have been missing because you are so tied to doing things one specific way. The process of delegating is going to require that you make decisions to change how you look at your own business and the people on your team. You need to empower your team to make decisions and create change without your constant input. That can be challenging, especially if your business has only recently started.